This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade: December corn, 380 and a half, unchanged. March, 388 and a quarter, down a half. May, 394 and a quarter, down a half. November soybeans, 882, up 3.5. January, 884, up 5. March, 886 and a half, up 5.25. December wheat, 526 and a quarter, up 9.75. March, 528 and a half, up 9. May, 531 and 3/4, up 8.75. December oats, 226, up 1. March, 228, up 4.5. December soybean meal, 301.80, up 50. January, 301, up 70. March, 299 and 30 cents, up 80. December soybean oil, 28.50, up 35. January, 28.78, up 33. March, $29, up 32. Time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended steady to higher on Wednesday afternoon. Soybeans found support in export demand, with corn drifting along and existing values waiting for fresh news. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady at 348 to 368. Soybean bids are up 3 to 5 cents at 841 to 871. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady at 362 to 386. Soybean bids up 7 to 9 cents at 860 to 886. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 1 to 4 cents at 365 to 393. Soybean bids were up 3 to 6 at 861 to 887. And wheat bids 9 to 10 cents higher at 424 to 471. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 to 9 cents higher at 892 to 902. Basis steady to a nickel higher at 10 to 20 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $297.80 to $316.80 per ton, up 50 cents, with basis steady at 4 under to 15 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended steady at $376 to $405, basis also steady ranging from 5 under to 24 over December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at $377 to $388. Basis steady to 2 cents stronger at 4 under to 7 over December. Soybean bids ended mixed at 879 to 895. Basis also mixed on Wednesday, ranging from 5 under to 11 over the January. And new crop wheat prices for July 16 delivery, they gained 9 to 10 cents at 457 to 488, with basis steady to a penny higher at 75 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 394 to 395. These same elevators place their soybean prices steady to 3 cents higher with quotations at 907 to 909. Soft wheat up 9 cents at 450 to 451, while Milo ended steady to a penny higher at 381 to 388. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 352 to 369. Soybean bids for January delivery 854 to 872. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 360 up to 391. January soybean bids were at 864 to 880. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, January corn bids range from 374 to 399. January soybean bids were at 870 to 891. And wheat bids for June, July delivery and 16, those new crop wheat bids range from 474 up to 512. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange: December live cattle, $137.22, down $3. February, $139.65, down $3. April, $138.45, down $3. November feeder cattle, $186.15, down $4.50. January, 177.67, down 450. March, 174.27, down 450. December lean hogs, 57.37, down 85. February, 60.02, down 105. April, 65.20, down 75. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday, the 4th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.50 lower in the range of $52 to $57.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $56.22. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $2 lower with light demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 34 to 39. 4 to 5 weights, 38 to 44, 5 to 6 weights, 44 to 48, and 6 weights and up, 48 to 49. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points were trading $2 to $3 lower with weak demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $34 to $40. Receipts for Illinois hogs today, 7,163 head. And now for the recap from United Producers at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 566 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 130 to 136.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 120 to 129. Choice slaughter heifers were 130 to 136.50. Now moving over to Fairview for their weekly auction. They had a special bred cow sale. They had receipts of 830 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They ran from 120.50 to 134.75 with some higher dressing up to 136.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 111.50 to 114.50. And choice heifers were 126.50 to 135 with some higher dressing going up for 135.50. Now on to the bred cows, large second stage young. They brought 1325 to 2500. Large second stage middle age, 1250 to 2500. And large third stage aged were 1,075 to 1,535. On to cow-calf pairs, large 1 and 2 young, 2,000 to 2,950. Large 1 and 2 middle-aged, 1,550 to 2,850. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 462 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $76.41, and that was $1.16 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $220.14, that was $1.74 higher, with select carcasses at $209.69, that was 63 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000, that compared to 110,000 last week and 104,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 436,000, that compared to 432,000 last week and 429,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
A local resident has recently been elected to serve on the board of directors for the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association. Tim Baranga, Vice President of Sales and Purchasing for WorkSaver in Litchfield, will serve a 3-year term on the board and has been involved with the family business for most of his life.
Well, I currently live in Raymond, Illinois, but I grew up most of my life in Litchfield, Illinois. My family came to Litchfield in 1979, and we started WorkSaver Incorporated out of the remnants of the old Wycomee Corporation, and so I have pretty much grown up with our company. I worked weekends and summers with my father here, doing various jobs and learning the processes of manufacturing and sales as I grew up. I attended the University of Illinois in 1997 and graduated in 2001 with a bachelor's in agricultural engineering. I joined my father directly after college in 2001, and I've been working full-time with WorkSaver since. I started out of college supervising our shipping and receiving department. I then moved up and worked with our plant manager and learned how to manage the different departments in our factory and also how to do the purchasing for a company. And I did that from 2004 up until January of this year.
Tim was promoted to his position of vice president in January of this year. In this role, he will learn and prepare to eventually manage the company as a whole.
In January 2015, I was promoted to vice president of sales and purchasing, and I will now be learning that aspect of the business on my continued education until I'm prepared to take over the whole company.
WorkSaver is based solely out of Litchfield, Illinois, and employs approximately 70 people. The company manufactures parts for several businesses, including John Deere.
Under the WorkSaver brand name, we build a little over 400 different products and attachments for tractors, skid steers, and small garden tractors and ATVs. And we use wholesale distribution throughout North America for our products, with the exception of Illinois and Iowa, where we go directly to the dealer. But we also do a lot of OEM-type work, contract work, for different manufacturers, and John Deere is our largest account. But we also do work with the Alamo Group under their Bush Hog and Rhino brand names. We do work with Bueller Industries out of Canada. We do work with Gale under their CE Attachments brand, and we also do work for Woods Equipment Company.
WorkSaver has been involved with the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association since its inception, and Tim has been attending conferences of the association since he graduated college. He will now be serving as a director.
Well, the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association was started in 1950. As I mentioned earlier, the predecessor to WorkSaver was the Wycombe Corporation, and they were actually one of the founding members of 1950. So our company has been involved with FEMA since their inception of 65 years. I have been involved with the organization going to the spring and fall conventions since I got out of college, and I was just elected to the board last week in the fall convention in Kansas City. I'll be serving a three-year term on the board of directors. I'll be one of 16 board members, and it'll be our job to guide the organization and unify our members in one voice for the agricultural community. And I find it a great honor to represent such a vast group of companies and individuals.
Tim went on to explain the work and purpose of the association.
Yeah, the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association consists of over 700 member companies that range in size from just a few employees to over 1,000. Our members produce specialized equipment to complement mass-produced lines. An example in our area at this time are the implements that farmers are using for tillage and anhydrous application. Unless they are built by the majors, they are more than likely manufactured from one of our members. The association itself has several committees to assist their members with such issues as dealer relations, education, and international trade. There are several product councils within the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association that work on safety and standardizations with other organizations such as ASABE and AEM. Some of the examples of the councils are people that produce rotary cutters, postal diggers, and tillage equipment. So the association is also very active with working as legislatures to ensure the laws they are passing are fair and equitable to all parties.
Several businesses you might be familiar with are also members of the association.
Some of the larger companies that people around this area would be familiar with is Landell Corporation out of Marysville, Kansas, McFarland Corporation out of Wisconsin. As far as guys that are doing anhydrous application right now, the buggies that are pulling the anhydrous, a lot of those are made by Dual Lift out of Columbus, Nebraska. And there's a lot of different companies around this area that are members of FEMA.
Once again, that was Tim Baranga, Vice President of Sales and Purchasing for WorkSaver in Litchfield, who was recently elected to serve on the Board of Directors for the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association, based out of St. Louis. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is hosting a tree planting ceremony this afternoon on the Illinois State Fairgrounds at 1:15 p.m. The acting Director of Agriculture, Warren Ghosh, along with the Illinois Green Industry Association Executive Director, Joe Kyatt, and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Director, Wayne Rosenthal, will all be present. Several state representatives and senators are also invited to the ceremony. In June of this past summer, staff members with the Illinois Department of Agriculture identified 73 trees on the fairgrounds impacted by the emerald ash borer pest. Due to an increase in the number of visitors on the fairgrounds, 41 trees were removed for safety reasons prior to the start of the state fair. Internal work to remove the affected trees has been going on throughout the year, thanks to the work of the buildings and grounds crews. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is proud to announce this new multi-year partnership with the Illinois Green Industry Association to replace dozens of trees and also bring new Lincoln connection to the state fairgrounds. Deer and Company, along with the Climate Corporation, a subsidiary of Monsanto, have signed agreements for Deer to acquire the Precision Planting LLC equipment business. The agreement, announced on Tuesday, allows Deer to provide exclusive near real-time data connectivity between certain John Deere farm equipment and the Climate FieldView TM platform. The agreements represent the industry's first and only near real-time in-cab wireless connection to John Deere equipment by a third party. Under the terms of the agreements, Deere will purchase Precision Planting, while Climate will retain the digital agriculture portfolio that has been integrated into the Climate FieldView platform. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.